A small but significant step today in preventing terrorists and other criminals from hacking into computers. Government and private experts announced agreement on ways to plug up holes in computers' networks' security. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that the government is hoping the new standards will bring safer computing to a wide variety of public and private organizations and eventually to consumers.
Before the big shots showed up for today's press conference at the General Services Administration, there was a little seminar for people who actually do this work for a living. Alan Paller, with a research organization called the SANS Institute, stood before a room full of computer administrators, the thin blue line that protects government systems from constant attack.
MIT tests computers pretty regularly for how long it takes after they hook the computer up to the internet before an attack program tries to take it over. And on average, last year, it was 300 seconds.
Paller told the audience it's no longer good enough to wait for an attack to happen and then install a software fix. The solution, he said, is to start from scratch, fill in the holes that make it easy to penetrate the widely used Windows 2000 operating system. A few months ago, government experts got together to do just that. John Gilligan is Chief Information Officer for the Air Force.
I observe that about 80% of the successful penetrations into government systems, and so this is Air Force and non-Air Force, and I think the industry statistics are about the same, 80% of the successful penetrations are exploiting known vulnerabilities or known configuration requirements.
The problem is computer managers don't always remember to install patches, the bits of computer code needed to fend off attack. With the standards announced today, computers at the National Security Agency, the Defense Information Systems Agency, and others will have systems that are safer from the get-go. These departments are serving as a kind of testbed for a larger effort to blunt all kinds of computer attacks, including possible cyber terrorism. The White House wants cybersecurity to be a key goal of the planned Homeland Security Administration. Richard Clark, the president's special advisor on cybersecurity, says this mission has become more urgent as the number of attacks has increased.
Not just the number of attacks, but the sophistication of the attacks and the damage that they did in dollar value, in lost information, in compromised security.
As with any form of security, there's a price to pay. Some software may not work on systems that use the new, tougher settings. Computer users have been reluctant to abandon features that are convenient but which open security holes. This very problem cropped up late last year with a Microsoft feature called Plug and Play, which makes it easy for users to install a new piece of hardware onto a network. Elias Levy of SecurityFocus.com says it's hard to get around this tension between security and convenience.
And users, what they want to do is they want to be able to simply connect a device to the network or to the computer and get it to work right away. I mean, that's what the plug-and-play part comes from. If they have to actually go through some steps to enable it in their computer, then you know the benefits are not as great.
That means the next phases in the government's cybersecurity program may be more painful than this one. That's because the administration wants to distribute safer software to average citizens, and consumers are reluctant to do anything that might make computers harder to use. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.